So the Eilu Mishnah Vayit Masechta Soita Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph Eilu Namarin Bichal Lashain. We're going to list over here things that don't have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. You can say it in other languages as well, provided that you understand what you're saying, says the Gemara. This is in contrast to Lashon HaKodesh, where there are things that are kosher when you say it in Lashon HaKodesh, even though you don't understand. Zokta Heilige Mishnah, the list begins. Parsha Saita. Before they start writing the Megillah, the Kayan has to be Mashbiya the Isha Baal Peh. The woman is Makabal, what the Kayan says. She's Makabal the Shvua through answering Amen Amen. While the Megillah itself has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, the psukim that the Kayan says to her could be said in other languages. And that's learned from Va'amar El Ha'isha. Why does the Pasuk have to stress over here El Ha'isha? We know he's talking to the Saita. And the answer is the Torah is saying it should be El Ha'isha, a Lashon that she understands, even if it's not Lashon HaKodesh. It can be in any language. In this case, it is explained that if the Kayan does tell her in Lashon HaKodesh, she does have to understand what it means. She has to understand what she's answering Amen to. Second item on the list that you don't have to say in Lashon HaKodesh, Uvidui Maiser, the vidui that said after the beer of Maisrois. What does that mean, the beer of Maisrois? On year number one and year number two, after a Shemitah year, we give Maiser Rishon to the Levi and Maiser Sheni that has to be brought up to Yerushalayim. Year number three, it's Maiser Rishon, but Maiser Sheni is replaced with Maiser Ani. Years four and five go back to Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni. Year six, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani. Year seven again is Shemitah, and every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. When you finish the cycle, meaning in the fourth year, after 3 years, and also after 6 years, in the seventh year, you finish each cycle of 2 years Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, 1 year Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. There is something called Bir Maisrus. The Torah commands us that until Pesach, during these years, during year 4 and 7, no Trumas Imaisrus from the past years should remain in the possession of the person. The Truma has to be given to the Kayan, the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, the Maaser Ani to the poor person. Maaser Sheni has to either be eaten in Yerushalayim or redeemed. Now, after the Bir HaMaisrus, on the last day of Pesach, there's a mitzvah on a person to make a declaration. It's called Vidui Maisrus. He says, I did everything the way I was supposed to. You want, you can open up a Chumash to Parshas Kisavai, Chumash Devarim, Kapitel Chavav, Pasuk Yud Beis. Kisachal Leisrus Kol Maisa Tfiyascha Bashona Hashlishis. When you finished taking of Maisrus in the third year, Shnas HaMaiser, Vinasata LeLevi, you shall give to the Levi, Lager, LaYasim, VeAlmana, VeAchlu, B'Sherecha, V'Seveh. They shall eat in your cities and feel full. V'Yamartu L'fnei Hashem L'Kecha, you shall say before Hashem, I did what I was supposed to do. B'Arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. They have removed the holy things from the house. V'Gam N'Satav L'Levi, V'Lager, LaYasim, VeAlmana, K'chol Mitzvascha, Shetzevisani. According to the mitzvahs that you commanded me, K'chol Mitzvascha means I gave it according to the order. I didn't do Truma before Bikurim. I didn't do Maaser before Truma. I didn't do Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon. Lo yavarti mimitzvaysecha. I didn't separate from the new tefuah on the old one. Lo shechachti, didn't forget to make a bracha. Right? We basically review that we did everything right. You have to say this vidui. And then we say to Hashem, look down and give us a bracha. We did what we had to do, Hashem. You give us your bracha. Vidui Maisrus does not necessarily have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. You can say it in any language. That's learned from the Pasuk of Yamarta Lifnei Hashem Lekecha B'chaloshein Sha'ata Oimer. What else, Api Alocha, does not have to be in Lashon HaKodesh? Kriyashma of Shachris and Arvis. Here too, the Pasuk says Shema Yisrael B'chaloshein Sha'ata Shemeya in any Lashon that you would hear. Now, again, you have to understand what you're saying. Unlike Lashon HaKodesh, where a person would be Yotzeis Chayiv, even if he does not understand it. The Mishnah Berurah says you do at least have to understand the first pasuk, Kabbalas El Malchus Shemai. Vaiteru Tfila. This means Shmon Esrei. It's a Svara, says the Taisus Yom Tov, based on the Gemara. The Ikar of Tfila is the daven to Hashem. So if you understand the language, you're davening to Hashem. The Bat Tanura brings that this din of Tfila, that it could be in any language, interestingly enough, is only in regard to tefillah betzibur, but a yachid who davens can only daven in Lashon HaKodesh. What could possibly be the reason for that? The answer is, tefillah betzibur does not need the help of malachim to bring the tefillah up to Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel it straight. Masha enkein, a tefillah biyachid needs the help of malachim. And malachim, they somehow can't help out someone who's davening b'lashon aramis. And for sure not in other lashonis. Because aramish is even closer to lashon HaKodesh. So if they can't help you if you're davening aramish, for sure if you're davening in different languages. Here too, just like by Shema, where we said the first pasuk, you do have to understand what you're saying, even in lashon HaKodesh. The first brach of Shmoneh Esrei, the brach of Avos, you have to understand what you're saying. Even if you're saying it b'lashon HaKodesh. Even if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, but you're not thinking what you're saying. You're not Yetzu. That's by the first bracha. Now, what if I don't know Ivra, and I'm not davening Betzibur? So are you saying that I'm not Yetzu at all? If I don't know Ivra, I can't daven from an English Siddur? There is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that says that this din, that b'yichidus, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh, that's a stam, a person's davening for a chayla or on a certain tzar that he has in his house. But established tefillos, like Shmoneh Esrei, even a yachid could say it in any language. That's one opinion of Shulchan Aruch. You may want to look this up in Simen Kuf Aleph, Sif Dalet. You'll see different shittas over there. So again, chazering over what we're saying, because this is important. Even though we're told over here, that Lashon HaKodesh, your yoitza by Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, even if you don't understand, but by Shmoneh Esrei, the first bracha you have to understand, and by Shema, the Kabbalah's El Malcha Shemayim you have to understand. As a matter of fact, it's very specific what you have to have in mind by the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And really the kavanah you're supposed to have by Shema Yisrael is not just the title of the words, but by Hashem you have to have in mind, Hayah Hayvaviyah, Hashem was, is, and always will be. He's the master of everything. By Elokeinu, Baltakav Yecharlis, he can do whatever he wants. Again, by Hashem, he was, is, and always will be. He's the master of everything. And by Echad, that there's one Hashem, the Ches is over the seven heavens and this world, and Dalet means in all four directions. Okay, the list continues of things you're yaitza in any language. Ubirchas hamazayin, benching. That's because the pasuk says v'yachalta v'savata v'rachdas Hashem alekecha. Being that the bracha is a thank you and a praise to Hashem, so it's mistaver that anyone can praise Hashem in any lashon that he understands. Vayter shvuas ha'edus. Shvuas ha'edus is a person who's kasha to say edus, and I know edus about a certain thing that could be a schus for someone by a din taira. And that man is demanding of me that I come and testify on his behalf. And I say, what? I don't know anything. And I swear, it's a lie, I do know. Afterwards, I'm Maida, I really did know Eda, so I have to bring a carbon oila v'yayrit. That's a carbon that depends on my financial scale. An asher would bring a behemas chatas. Someone who's poor would bring two oifais, two bird karbonais. Someone who's really poor would bring a minchasoiles. Well, the chi of carbon shviya se'edis is chal. Whether the Shavua was b'loshen HaKodesh or it was in any loshen. That's learned from the pasuk v'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol olah, so it's mashma that the Shavua is in any loshen that the nefesh understands. Vayter, the list continues of things that you're yaitz in any loshen, a Shavua sapikadayim. I say you owe me money. You lie, and you swear that you don't owe me money. Afterwards, you're maida, you're mechuyev, to return not only the initial amount of money, but also an added fifth, a chaymesh. And you also have to bring a carbon asham. Even though this is true for any chayv mamayin, the shvua is called shvuas ha-pekadayin. Pekadayin would mean where I deposited something by you. Pekadayin was the most common case. You know, I gave you something and I have it back. No, you never gave it to me. And you swear that way. It's also the first example that the Torah gives, the Rishonim explain. So the mission is telling us that this chiyuv of adding a chaymish in the carbon asham takes effect even if the person swore in other lashonis, lav davke in lashon hakodesh. Let's learn down from Gzeirah Shavah. You have the word techta by shvuas ha-pekadayin, and you have the word techta by shvuas ha-edos, just like shvuas ha-edos is in any lashon, same is true for shvuas ha-pekadayin. Here too, it could be in any language, but you have to understand what you're saying. Okay, so Elun Amarin B'chal Lashon, our Mishnah told us here, first Mishnah in Perek Zayin, the Parsha of Saita, Vidui Meiser. That's after the cycle of Meisris. There are two cycles of Meisris. You have to say he did everything according to Halacha. There's a whole Nusach. Kriya Shema. tefillah, birchas hamazon, shvuas ha'edus. Right, lied. And I said, I don't know edus for someone. Shvuas ha'bekan, I lied about owing money. And later I admit all these things are not necessarily in Lashon HaKodesh. It could be any language as long as you understand the language. Do you have to understand the Lashon HaKodesh? The Saita does. By Shema, we said the first Pasik. By Tefillah, we said the first Bracha. Even the Lashon HaKodesh, you have to understand it. By Shavuos also, they say the Shavuos would only be Chal if you understand it, even if it's in Lashon HaKodesh. But there are some things, like we just learned, that in Lashon HaKodesh, you don't necessarily have to understand it. Like most of Shema, most of Tefillah, maybe you remember from Masechtas Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, in Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to know the taich of every word. The reason for that, the Mefarshim bring over here, is that somehow our neshama understands Lashon HaKodesh, even though we don't think we understand it, but subconsciously, someplace deep within us, we understand Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with, the Asara Mamaris, Nivra HaOilam. Rav Yaakov Emden brings in his Sefer Migdal Oiz, that if there would be children that would be raised without hearing any language whatsoever, they would start speaking a natural language, it would be Lashon HaKodesh. Because Lashon HaKodesh is the natural language that the Neshama understands. Because we're raised with a different language, so therefore we don't understand it. It has to come out from our inner conscience. And there were talk of such stories. Somebody once showed me a writing about two children that were raised on an island by a deaf mute, by a person who couldn't talk. And they developed their own language amongst each other, and it was most similar to Lashon HaKodesh.